I am Daniel Foley from the Abundant Life Training Center. Welcome to our daily communion meditation, where today we're talking about closing the gaps. Closing the gaps. We're going to be taking a look at this concept of walls around us. And we're going to see here that Jesus is actually something like a wall around us. And he has closed the gaps for us so that nothing can get in that's not supposed to get in. We're going to be receiving this by faith today, asking for his help with this. Because sometimes we have gaps in our life and things get into our life that are not supposed to be in there. We're going to be asking for his help to close those gaps today. We're going to get started with prayer. If you're new to us here, the way we do these daily communion meditations is we start with about a 2-minute long prayer that's mostly scripture coming from Ephesians chapter 1 and the prayer of Jabez found in 1 Chronicles chapter 4. And then we take a few minutes to get still, to examine ourselves, to do the other half of prayer before we get into our time of communion for today. Let's get started with the prayer. Heavenly Father, I pray for everybody who's watching or listening, all their families, their friends, everybody connected to them, and all of our church and governmental leaders. And Father, I thank you. I thank you for releasing us from darkness, transferring us into the light, into the kingdom of Jesus. I thank you for your purpose and grace given to us in Christ Jesus before time ever began. Father, I thank you for helping us to close these gaps in our life. Thank you for that. Father, I keep asking that you, the Father of glory, would give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation so that we would know you better, that the eyes of our hearts would be enlightened to know the hope to which you've called us, and the riches of your glorious inheritance that is in us, and the immeasurable greatness of your power to us who believe. The same power that you exercised in Christ when you raised him from the dead and seated him at your right hand, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the one to come. And you put all things under his feet and made him to be the head of the body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. Father, I ask you to bless us, to bless our time here together today, to expand our borders and our territory, to expand our capacity to receive your purpose and grace and your love and your goodness and all you want to do in our lives. And to let it flow through us so that we do good and are a blessing to people all over the world. I ask you to keep your hand on us. Help us do today what's right and best in your eyes, and to do it with peace and joy and confidence in you. And I ask you to stretch out your hand to heal and do signs and wonders and keep us from evil and pain. Through the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. All right, so we're going to go through the other half of prayer here. And our other half of prayer, this is where we talk about every day. We talk about, keep reviewing them over and over, our four fundamentals. There are people that are masters of anything, are masters of the fundamentals. And every day, as another day goes by, we've got to keep repositioning ourselves, keep strengthening these fundamentals each day. So let's take a quick review of what these four fundamentals are, and then actually want to read some scripture today. And then we're going to go back and look at these four fundamentals again, because I think we're going to see some pieces today that actually belong in our four fundamentals, I believe is what God has been trying to get across to me lately. So our four fundamentals, a quick review. Number one, get position in the light. Keep your positioning in the light, to be positioned continually in forgiveness and praise and thanksgiving. Then our second fundamental, magnifying that light, making it bigger and brighter and greater on the inside of you. Our third fundamental, doing the things that you know to do, taking action, walking in obedience, doing the things that you know to do and doing them today, trusting that God's with you, that you don't have to do them on your own anymore. And then our fourth fundamental, staying tuned in for his leading and his voice as he leads you throughout the day. So let's take a look at some scripture. Before we get into the scripture, I was reading in the book of Nehemiah. And in the book of Nehemiah, the Jewish people have come back from exile in Babylon. And they're rebuilding the walls and the gates of Jerusalem. Everything's been torn down and destroyed. They're rebuilding the walls and the gates of Jerusalem. And it talks about how they are repairing the walls. Every guy right outside of his own house is repairing the wall and the gates that are right outside his own house. We've talked a lot about before the gate in our lives. In my book, The Eighth Day, we talk about winning the battle at the gate. God gives a promise in the Bible to his people that they would possess the gates of their enemies. And I believe that gate is our mind and our imagination. That gate is our mind and imagination, where we can allow thoughts and things that are supposed to be in there that are not supposed to be in there. We can allow thoughts that are not supposed to be in there to get in through those gates. And that's where we can stay positioned in thanksgiving and praise is one of the most important things to keep that gate secure. But then there's the piece of the wall. And in the story of Nehemiah, there were gaps in the wall. And it says they were working to repair the wall and to close these gaps. Working to repair the wall and to close these gaps. And I was reminded of, there's a verse that I talk about in my book, 7 Days with Jesus, where we talk about Isaiah chapter 60, verse 18, that your walls would be called salvation and your gates praise, that your gates would be called praise. So we talk about the importance of praise and thanksgiving as that secures a gate in your life to keep things out that aren't supposed to be coming in, to keep you positioned where you're supposed to be. But I think there's something to this idea of a wall being salvation we're going to look at today. So with that being said, let's take a look at Isaiah chapter 60. And I got a little bit of pull the longer passage out just for some context. This is God speaking to the people of Israel. But keep in mind, all of the promises in Christ are yes and amen. It says, although you've been forsaken and hated, with no one traveling through, I will make you the everlasting pride and the joy of all generations. You will drink the milk of nations and be nursed at royal breasts. Then you will know that I, the Lord, am your Savior, your Redeemer, the Mighty One of Jacob. Instead of bronze, I will give you gold and silver in place of iron. Instead of wood, I will bring you bronze and iron in place of stones. I will make peace your governor. That's a good promise right there. I will make peace your governor and well-being your ruler. No longer will violence be heard in your land, nor ruin or destruction within your borders. So no longer will violence be heard in your land, no more ruin or destruction, but you will call your walls salvation and your gates praise. You will call your walls salvation and your gates praise. We've talked a lot about, we think we've done a good job. If you've been following along in these daily communion meditations, we've been doing a good job, I think, of reinforcing thanksgiving and praise as a gate that keeps you positioned in the light. It's like the gate that brings you out of darkness into the light. You stay positioned. Number one, we talk about our first fundamental, stay positioned in the light. You stay positioned in forgiveness, where it's flowing on three levels, where you receive it from God, you forgive yourself, and you walk in forgiveness with other people. You stay positioned in forgiveness, and you stay positioned in praise and thanksgiving. Actually, it's interesting. If you look at the Hebrew translation of that word, praise, it talks about praising with a song. Some versions of that word talk about praising with a song. You stay positioned in forgiveness and praise and thanksgiving continually. It's like a gate that keeps the things that you don't want out and keeps you positioned in the light. But then there's this piece of the walls. And this part we haven't talked as much about lately. The walls of salvation. So I'm going to keep reading a little bit more in this passage, then we're going to talk about the walls of salvation. It says, the sun will no more be your light by day. Think about this. This is talking about what we see in the book of Revelation. Nor will the brightness of the moon shine on you, for the Lord will be your everlasting light, and your God will be your glory. Your sun will never set again. and your moon will wane no more. The Lord will be your everlasting light, and your days of sorrow will end. Then all your people will be righteous, and they will possess the land forever. They are the shoot that I have planted, the work of my hands for the display of my splendor. The least of you will become a thousand, the smallest a mighty nation. I am the Lord, and in its time, I will do this swiftly. When God decides to act, he moves swiftly. So let's take a look at this word salvation. Your walls, we'll go back up here. Your walls, you will call your walls salvation. You will call your walls salvation. You will call your walls salvation. What is that word salvation? In Hebrew, that word salvation that's used for salvation is the word Yeshua, which is the name of Jesus in Hebrew. You will call your walls Yeshua. You will call your walls Jesus. That Jesus would be your wall. What does that word mean? It means salvation. It means deliverance. Sometimes it's translated as prosperity. Sometimes as security. Sometimes victory. That Jesus would be your salvation. He would be your deliverance. He would be your prosperity. He would be your security. He would be your victory. He would be your all in all. He would be the wall that's protecting you. And in him, there's no flaw. There's no gap. When he is your wall, there's no gaps that need to be closed anymore. He closes those gaps for us. And what happens when the gaps are closed? Look back up here. No longer will violence be heard, no more ruin or destruction within your borders, because your walls will be salvation and your gates will be praise. So let's talk about putting this into our fundamentals. We said position in the light. Number two, magnifying that light. Magnifying Jesus as your wall. Magnifying him as your what? Salvation, your deliverance, your prosperity, your security, your victory. Continually talking about it, thinking about it, pondering on it, imagining it. Praising him, thanking him. We're going to take communion over this today, receiving this from him to be a point in time where we receive this from him. And I'm just thinking of right now, my daughter, we're doing some science homework the other day. And we're talking about how we're watching a lesson about how in the sea floor at the bottom of the ocean, there will be these cracks that develop in the floor. And all of a sudden, magma and volcanic activity begins to push up through that crack. So you got one point that's there. And that one point leads to an issue, and it sends ripple effects out, causes changes in the Earth's crust. And it sets in motion this whole, basically, rock cycle that happens underneath the Earth. Where the old rock gets pushed down into the mantle again, gets recycled so that it comes back up as volcanic activity again. So it sets in motion, this one point in time sets in motion these waves of things that lead to whole cycles of things happening. So this point in time today, and this is something God showed me a while back to teach my children. This whole program, the Abundant Life Blueprint that we do, is about teaching my children and passing on to them lessons that God had shown me. And so one of the things he showed me to teach them in the world of science is that there are three important things. There are points in time. There are points. There are waves and there are cycles. Points lead to waves, which lead to cycles. Points, I'll say it again, lead to waves, which lead to cycles. For example, you hit some water with a paddle or just your hand even, what happens? That one point leads to waves and it creates a cycle of things in our life. As we take this communion today, it's a point in time to receive this from God. It creates ripple effects and begins to create this virtuous cycle that he's your salvation, your deliverance, your prosperity, your security, your victory. He always causes you to triumph. That creates this virtuous cycle where one thing begins to compound on another for your good. This is a big deal. So let's go through our rest of our four fundamentals. But I think the thing we need to install, I think what God is trying to get across to me today, is that we talk about magnifying the light. Magnifying Jesus as our wall. Jesus as our salvation. Now, the reality is, we're all magnifying something every day. And that's either light. Jesus is the light that came into the world. Or it's darkness. We can magnify the issues and the problems and all the things going on, the evil and darkness, and we can talk about them and vent about them and complain about them, roll them over and over in our mind. And I'm sure you've experienced this, where you have some problem and you just roll it over and over, and it begins to grow bigger on the inside of you. You can feel that pressure increasing. And so it's important that we get good at recognizing the symptoms of what we're magnifying in our life. To magnify the light, everything feels light and free and easy and effortless, and your energy levels begin to increase. Your position in thanksgiving and praise and that peace that surpasses all understanding, peace is your governor, begins to flow. That joy of the Lord that is your strength begins to flow, and it begins to equip you and to empower you to do things in God's strength. But we're positioned in the darkness. We're magnifying darkness. It feels heavy, oppressive, like there's a lot of pressure, like there's no way out. It feels confusing, like you don't know which way to go. You keep tripping and stumbling over things, and you don't know what they are because you can't see. And then there's the fear and the stress and the worry and the complaining and the dread and the insecurity. And it's this never-ending cycle. And whatever you begin to magnify in your life, it begins to grow bigger and bigger. It creates this cycle. You get one point in time where you begin to magnify something, whether light or darkness, it creates this cycle. It leads to waves and ripple effects in your life that leads to bigger cycles. And whatever you're magnifying begins to magnetize, where it begins to pull more and more. It begins to be like a current that begins to pull more and more of whatever you're magnifying into your life. Magnify the light, it's going to pull more of the things of God into your life. Magnify the darkness, it's going to pull more of the things that you don't want into your life. So we get our gates established through forgiveness and praise and thanksgiving. We get our walls of salvation, the wall of Jesus, magnified in our life. And it begins to close the gaps. Then our third fundamental, what do you know to do today? When you're in the light, you can see. When you're in the light, you can know what to do. What do you know to do today? What do you know that you know that you know that you know that you need to do today? Not only need to do, what is that thing that God is prompting or stirring in you that you really want to do today? Sometimes we have this list piling up on the inside of us. And the more that list piles up, the more it blocks our clarity on the inside and our ability to hear from God as clearly as well. So whatever those things are that you know to do, that becomes your plan for today. And then it becomes about executing them with peace and joy and praise, magnifying God, that you don't have to do these things on your own anymore. Jesus said, it's not me who does the work. It's the Father in me that does the work. And relying and trusting on him to flow through you to do what needs to be done today. The pressure is off of you. One of the symptoms of being in the light. You don't have to close these gaps on your own anymore. Then our final fundamental, staying tuned into God's leading and his voice. As you get positioned in the light, you magnify the light. Magnify Jesus, his word, his promises, His faithfulness, His great love. You start doing the things you know to do. It's all of a sudden, it's like tuning a radio receiver. And all of a sudden, your ability to hear God's direction and leading for your life greatly increases. It gets so much more clear. And He begins to lead you one graceful step after another to this beautiful, spacious place that's free from all restriction. And staying tuned into His leading today. One of the most important things I think you can do is just taking the time to write these things down every day. Get still for a few minutes and just ask this question. God, what is it you're trying to teach me or show me today? And whatever you hear, just begin to write it down. So we're going to take communion over this today as a point in time to be receiving Jesus as our wall, our walls. He's closing the gaps, that the things that aren't supposed to get in are going to be kept out. The things that are supposed to stay in are going to be kept in. What are walls for? Walls are for protection, to keep things out that aren't supposed to be coming in. Father, we're just so thankful for you, that you loved us so much. You sent your one and only Son to die for us. That Jesus was willing to do it. That He can close these gaps in our life. That He is our salvation, our deliverance, our prosperity, our security, our victory, and so much more. So much more. Father, we're asking for you today. This would be a time for us to receive from you that He is our wall. And there's no gaps in Him. We are complete in Him. Father, we thank you for that. Thank you that on the night Jesus was betrayed, He took the bread and said, "This is my body broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And He told His disciples, "Take it. Receive it." Then He makes you right and holy and perfect and complete in God's sight. There's no gaps in Him. He can be your salvation, deliverance, prosperity, security, victory. Receiving that from Him today. Father, we thank you for this bread and what it represents. And ask you to bless it in Jesus' name. If you have your bread, you can take your bread. So then after supper, Jesus took the cup. He said, "This is the cup of the new covenant in my blood, poured out for the forgiveness of sins for many." It's that forgiveness of sins that brings us into the light, gives us this new covenant. We have a covenant relationship with God. The cup of God's wrath was poured full strength onto the body of Jesus. Jesus says, "Take this cup away from me." He's talking about the cup of God's wrath being poured onto Him so that we could have the cup of His blessing, have this covenant of love and covenant of peace with God. Father, we're just so thankful for this cup. I ask you to bless it in Jesus' name. If you have your juice, you can take your juice. All right. Now it's about walking it out. Let's do those four fundamentals today. Stay positioned in the light through forgiveness and praise and thanksgiving. That's your gate. Let's get that wall built. Magnifying Jesus as your salvation, your deliverance, your prosperity, your security, your victory. magnify him as that wall. Keep doing the things that you know to do today, trusting and relying on God to flow through you to make them happen. And stay tuned in for his leading and his direction in your life today. But I hope this has been helpful for you. If you'd like to learn more about partnering with us in the Abundant Life Blueprint, you go to theabundantlifetrainingcenter.com.